Y'all already know the sound of her voice. It's your girl DJ Fclusive.
Yeah, yeah, it's that little Chico Pitbull, Mr. 305 till I die. Listen live online 24/7. You know what it is.
Yeah. Wishing everybody a happy holiday.
This is Rihanna. Let's get up close and intimate.
This is Big Snoop D-O-double-G, and I hope y'all ready for the bombest motherfucker to ever grace the airwaves in this
town. Everybody know that one day. Back holding it down for DJ Fclusive. Just spin it, man.
See, I came in here to give it up for real hip hop real quick. Let go.
We like the breeze flow straight out of our lips.
Woo.
Them, they got boo bodies, hard rock Brooklyn kids.
Yeah.
Us floor rush when they DJ booming classics.
Yeah.
You dig the crew on the fattest hip hop record.
Sheesh.
He tucks the kinks and sinks into the sound.
Ah.
Cheap frequency, fatter joints called underground.
Yeah.
Our funk zooms like you hit the Mary Jane. They flock to booms, man, but we have
chains.
Freaks the clips with mad amount percussion. Where kinky hair goes to unthought of dimensions. Why's it so fly? Cause hip-hop kept some drama. When butterfly rock the light blue suede boomers.
Woo!
What by the cut? We push it off the corner. How was the buzz entire hip-hop era?
Mars.
Was fresh in fact since they started saying Audi. Cause funk's made fat from right beneath my hood. The pooba of the styles like Miles and shit. Like 60s funky worms with waves and perms. Just sending junky rhythms right down your block.
We beat to rap, what?
Key beat to lock.
Cause I'm
cool like that.
Come on.
I'm cool like that.
Hey.
Cool like that.
Hey.
Cool like that.
What?
Cool like that. I'm cool like that. I'm cool like that.
I'm cool.
We be the chocolate taps of my rap.
Facts.
She innovates after sweet and cat naps.
Woo!
He at the funk club with the vibrate.
Sheesh.
Them, they be crazy down with the five.
Hey.
It can't kick a plan, then a crowd burst. Me, I be digging it with the bug burst. Us, we be freaking till dawn, peace and I. He gets a stranger smile, so I say hi.
What's up?
Who understood? Yeah, understood the plans. Him heard of it and put it to his hand.
Woo!
What I just flipped, let borders get loose. How to consume all the beaches.
You see, this is what I grew up on. This is the shit I be in the crib banging, you heard?
Yo, this is headliner from Arrested Development. And right now you're in the midst of a celebration.
Am everyday people. See, I came to make you feel good, ladies and gentlemen. Wait a minute. Yeah. Lego.
That was blind.
Disrespecting my black queen.
Holding their crosses and being obscene. At first I ignore them, cause see I know the type. They got drunk, they got guns, and yes they wanna fight. And they see a young couple having a time that's good. And the Eagles wanna test their brother's manhood.
I'm telling you, can't
test speech cause of my heritage. And the loud bright colors that I wear. I was a target cause I'm a fashion misfit. And the outfit that I'm wearing.
Brothers dissing it.
While I stay calm and pray the niggas leave me be. Squeeze the parts of my date's anatomy. Why, Lord, do brothers have to drill me?
Drill
cause
me.
If I stop to hit this man, they'll have to kill me. You see, I am everyday people.
See, this is how I came to give it up, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You see, I
see, we can't always be listening to that bullshit. See, sometimes you just need to feel good, you heard?
Relax yourself. Sugar,
you are now rocking with DJ Fclusive, Connecticut's finest female DJ.
Woo! Relax yourself. Woo! You wasn't outside, nigga.
Valhalla channel swerving. I'm digging on the Sheba, pulling she be splurging. We lurking with the cone, cause we be murking from the boogie. And on them crabs, cause they jive faking what
we hey.
Three shots of light for all night, you dig it. Kept it hot, I can yada to big cripple, get hipper. Spilling coffee inside my order, Mo Eldo. Cracking satin, no never what's happening.
Wait a minute, please!
Speed out of comic books, catching a flurry. Keep your eye on the low, or Mr. Heavy.
Cats be coming with hammers and traumas, with the and shot cruisers and rovers, diamond crooks taking it over with mazes and cutters, with the sugar and pimping Caesars and levers. We live for coolie hot treasures and
check the queen bee, Lady Ree digging grace. Check the place, 3 o'clock shot, no we
God damn it!
Fretting cat, bring it in the paint, no such thing. Blast the dynamite, sing my super fly to the Cleopatra in the casino with gold sugar. Dig my harlequin and drench you in my Dino gone.
From bevel to bevel, in the Montero, sliding the devil with bottles of Fosse, Spumante, they tranquilize my heaven.
Sheesh!
7, we getting shooting sugar to the show, these Luchini to spare. Let me see it.
God damn it, ooh!
You need to come and shot and check low. Relax yourself and let the sugar
see,
love you.
I got you. I came to pot, ladies and gentlemen.
Relax yourself and let the sugar love you.
Woo!
You need to come and shot and check low.
You now rocking with the best.
All right, a new CBSN Originals episode explores the hot-button topic of what's been called cancel culture. It's defined as withdrawing support for public figures and companies after they've done or said something considered objectionable or offensive. A recent poll from Morning Consult and Politico found Americans are split on the issue, with 46% saying cancel culture has gone too far. The newest episode of CBSN's Speaking Frankly series dives into the debate. Take a look.
We see a number of people who have been publicly shamed, who have gone viral because they were harassing Black people, harassing people of color. And when the public galvanizes around one of these clips, what folks are doing is saying that collectively, this is not acceptable for our society.
There's a benefit to calling attention to a behavior that is genuinely causing harm to other people. But it's one thing to go after a celebrity who has said a terrible thing, and it's another thing to go after a private citizen who happened to get caught on film in a really bad moment. Those are not equivalent.
CBSN Originals executive producer Adam Yanamaguchi joins us now. Adam, good morning. Why are people so divided on this issue?
You know, this really comes down to values. Those who have been driving cancel culture want to create a society that is equitable, that is tolerant, that is inclusive. And that cancel culture really is a mechanism to push us in that direction by calling out people and organizations who are on the wrong side of progress will actually help society make real progress. Now, on the other side are those who say that people are offended by anything and everything. We as a society have become far too sensitive about the words that we use, and that it's almost criminal to say something that offends. And so there's been a real backlash against cancel culture. In the name of political correctness, people are being punished for words and actions that were said far, far long ago, at a time when those words or ideas were deemed acceptable. People are being called out on video for experiencing a particularly bad moment when they may have said something perhaps was off color. And so people are being punished. People are losing their careers and their livelihoods through this cancel culture.
Adam, people have been effectively banished in the past, if you will, but social media has really accelerated the process, hasn't it?
Absolutely. People who previously didn't have a platform or a voice to call out others, particularly those in power who have, perhaps acted inappropriately, but have been able to act with impunity, have been called out. We saw that a few years ago with the Me Too movement. And we are experiencing in this moment, as the nation reckons over its racial and cultural injustices, yet another wave of companies, organizations, and people who are being called out for being on the wrong side of that as well.
Well, it's important to underline bad behavior.
Y'all, what's goody, what's goody? It's your girl, DJ Exclusive with the Nothing Podcast and Everything Lit. And this is episode 84, Diaper Change. Let's go ahead and drop a bomb and a round of applause for the cancellation of the turtle baby. Donatello Leonardo looking motherfucker. Let's all rejoice. Gotta hit my blunt for that one. Deep in hell. Deep in hell. All right. Now, this episode, I plan on getting into my Birkin, my Fendi, my Gucci, my Prada, whatever kind of bag you want to say that I'm in. I'm getting all the way in it. Why? Because I said on this here podcast months ago that this motherfucker need to be addressed, and y'all ignored me. So I am celebrating right now because I say a lot of shit on this podcast and on my social media, and y'all like to jump in my comments and go back and forth with me and argue with me like I'm not saying some real shit. Like what I'm saying has no merit, and I'm just standing on a ledge all by myself, and nothing that I'm saying makes any sense to you dumb motherfuckers. I'm sick of it. That's another reason why I had to open up the show the way I opened up the show, because one, sometimes I think y'all need to be reminded what my era is. And though I will stomach some of these new artists and I will listen to them and I'll give their albums a go, there ain't really been a new artist since Drake that's really made me pay attention to their career and really, really root for them. Why? Because these motherfuckers is not consistent. They get a couple of hits. They run wild for a couple of summers. And then who the fuck are they? If the pandemic didn't teach you anything, it really taught you that our current state of music is in trouble. If these motherfuckers can't go on the road and they can't really perform, they can't deliver good music that'll keep their fans. Their fans get easily distracted and constantly looking for the next best thing. When I was growing up, we had to read magazines. We was waiting once a month for the new Vibe, the new Source, to find out what was going on, who was hot, blah, blah, blah. And then if Jay-Z dropped the album, Nas dropped the album, whoever dropped the album, we rocked with that album for a year until their next album came out. I come from an era where one album could do your body good for a whole year. By the time the next album come out, you know every single word to every single song. So no artist from my era was having Coily Rae situations when they going to perform and people don't know the words. Mobb Deep, rest in peace, Prodigy. Havoc can go on the stage right now and perform B-sides. Perform records that wasn't hit records and big records, and the crowd still knows every single word. That's because the music ain't shit now. And neither are any of these artists. And they all want to bitch, moan, and complain about cancel culture. So I felt like this was going to be a good episode for me to talk about how I feel about cancel culture. Talk about some motherfuckers that need to be canceled. And of course, like we always do, keep you updated on what's going on in the culture. Because it might not mean nothing to y'all, but this is what I do. I react and I respond and I give my opinion of the culture, of the music that we consume, and most importantly, of the behaviors in the actions of these people that we propel and we put on a status where people are looking up to them, praising them, and literally following their every word and the shit that they do. So if you have worked your way into that kind of privilege, then hell yes, motherfucker, you should be held accountable when you say and you do things that, you know, make people uncomfortable, offend people, or whatever the fuck you want to put in that empty space as to why you've decided to cancel a person, a business, or whatever. People say social media is out of control, cancel culture is out of control, the Me Too movement is out of control. No, y'all motherfuckers is out of control. Y'all like to bring up people like Bernie Mac and people from the 80s, the 70s, and the 90s when we lived in a time where certain things were just acceptable, period. I've been doing this thing where I've been going back and I've been watching old TV shows. Shows like Hanging with Mr. Cooper, The Parenthood, Family Matters, The Sinbad Show, that shit with, I can't think of the name of the show off the top of my head, but it was a show where this black woman, she was pretty much a nanny to this white man and his kids. And it had that black actress Neil in it. I can't remember it. I've been watching shows like Thea. And there was a lot of conversation and lines and different nuances and different things that they were saying on TV and in the music in that era, where now it's just not going to be acceptable. Because I'm going to just say this. If you go back to the 50s, or even before that, it was a standard where the woman will stay home, raise the kids, the husband will go out, he'll make all the money, and blah, blah, blah. Some point during history, some woman said, fuck that. I do not want to stay at home. I do not want to just do this. I want to have my own life. I want to be able to make my own money. I want to be able to live on my own terms. So they pushed for equal rights and all the feminist movements. And then we start to walk into a world where we have modern families where men stay at home with the kids and the women go out and make the money. Or maybe both people work and then it's like a 50-50 type relationship. Whatever the situation is, we live in a world now where pretty much people dictate how they want to live based on what's comfortable for them and the spouse and the person that they chose to be with. So a lot of those ideas and principles that were kind of like the standard of America no longer exist, because there are so many people that have said, hey, those things are outdated. I don't wish to live that way. I say that to say, you guys sound incredibly ignorant when you say shit like, oh, they would have canceled Bernie Mac. No, they wouldn't have, because Bernie Mac was prevalent in a time when everyone spoke like this. Everybody acted like this. There wasn't such a need for celebrities to watch what they say and all of these things. You know why? Because celebrities were not making this much money then. That's one. And two, celebrities were not raising people, children, the way that they are now. Celebrities were not the role models that they are now. People were not looking at celebrities in every last single thing that they did, where people feel as if they have a platform and if they have a narrative and if they have something that they have to say, then millions of people are going to follow that, regardless of how ignorant or whatever it is. That is the whole point of cancel culture, and that's what you guys do not understand. And further, if a celebrity like Bernie Mac was around, rest his soul, he would probably still be the same person. Paul Mooney died the same motherfucker. Dick Gregory died the same motherfucker. Not everybody is afraid of cancel culture and what cancel culture can do to you and your fame. And it's funny, the motherfuckers that claim that they don't care, they seem to be the least aware of the power of cancel culture. Because if you were aware, you would still watch what you say and watch how you behave. You don't have to care what they say and do to you, but you clearly do care if you are striving for mainstream success. You out here signing 360 deals, you slutting yourself out on Instagram, and you doing the most to sell records and to appear relevant to your fans. How the fuck do you expect for me to believe that you really, really don't give no kind of fucks about what people say about you and whether or not you could be canceled? All cancel culture is making people be accountable for the shit that they say and do when they on social media or when they're on a platform or when they have millions of followers that look to what they do and believe in what they do. Cancel culture is not the problem. People thinking that just because they're famous and they make a lot of money, they can say and do whatever they want with no repercussions. That is actually what the problem is. And that is why this episode, I am going to give Lil Boosie and the baby big old tall country glasses of shut the fuck up. For a few people, you probably feel like I come at them a lot, but I don't. I just stick with the news cycle. And if they wasn't constantly saying some ignorant bullshit and constantly being in the media to the point where I have to address it, then I wouldn't. But a person like me, I'm trying to build my platform off of motherfuckers that like critical thinking, that are not slaves, and really, really hold people accountable for the shit that they say and do, especially if these are artists that they are financially supporting. If you're asking me to follow you on social media, purchase your merch, download your albums, pay for your concert tickets and all of that other shit, I have the right to say to you, hey, what you said was offensive. I don't like that. Could you please not address me or my community like this? We have that right. And it's not just the gay community. It's any fucking community. If there is a celebrity, an Instagram influencer, a YouTuber, whoever the fuck, if there is anyone in this world that you are giving them your hard-earned money, and then they get up on that same platform that you're a fan of, and then they disrespect you, you have a right to say, nigga, fuck you, I'm canceling you. And then get up on your platform and say why you're canceling that motherfucker. And if you have fans or your tweet or whatever post goes viral of you trying to cancel this person, that is a repercussion of their action. And since when do we not have those? For every action, there is a reaction, and that is what cancel culture is. You can call cancel culture a bunch of sensitive motherfuckers or say whatever the fuck you want to say about them, but if you are aware of them and how it works and the ability of you being a victim of it, then why don't you move accordingly? This is chess, not checkers. If you know if you say certain shit and do certain shit, you're subject to cancelization. Instead of saying dumb shit like, oh, I'm going to say whatever the fuck I want to say. I'm going to do whatever the fuck I want to do because blah, blah, blah. You should probably acknowledge that, hey, you won't have a platform and you won't be able to say and do whatever the fuck you want to do if you continue to abuse it. And the people that support you the most are the people that you disrespecting. Because riddle me this. If cancel culture was not able to cancel anybody, then how come they have done it several times? And also, riddle me this. The only way that you cannot be canceled is if the people that are trying to cancel you are not your fans. Then how come your quote-unquote fans cannot save you from the cancel? How come when an artist is effectively being canceled, no matter how much dick sucking they fans do on the internet, it doesn't stop them from losing their endorsements, losing their connections, and then effectively being a memory, someone that we don't even think about? Why? Because cancel culture is a real thing, and it is something that people should acknowledge and pay attention to, because all cancel culture does is reveal to you what you've done as a person or a business to disrespect and offend someone. Now, you may look at it like it's something little, it's something insignificant, and they're being too sensitive, but hey, you don't have that right. You can't tell a person how to feel with what behind what you said and what you did. A person gonna feel how they want to feel, and you just gonna have to deal with the repercussions of it. Especially if these are people that finance your career. Why the fuck should I continue to enable you to disrespect me on your platform? I'm going to withdraw all support from a motherfucker that continues to use the platform that I helped them monetize to disrespect me. That doesn't make any sense, bruh. It does not at all. At all. I'm also going to do, you know, some rapid fire nothingness. You know, we got a lot of shit going on. Got to touch on that. Definitely going to have to break down that Cassidy and Tory Lanez situation that's going on. There's a lot besides cancel culture, DaBaby and Lil Boosie and Lil Nas X. It's just a whole bunch of shit going on. So before I get too deep into my Birkin, I want to remind all of y'all to subscribe to my YouTube. It is at Nothing Podcast at YouTube. Please follow me on Instagram and Twitter at DJ Exclusive. You could also follow the Nothing Podcast Instagram at Nothing Podcast. Please do remember to shop your Nothing Podcast t-shirts, hoodies, and snapbacks and other custom-made merch at nothingmerch.com. If you are looking to purchase any kind of ad space on this here podcast or in my Facebook group, Everything Lit, please hit me up at djfsclusive@gmail.com. I also got beats for sale. Hit me up if you're trying to get a session or if you're trying to cop some beats. You heard me? I do it for the people. I do it because I love it, and it is a passion of mine. So with no further ado, I bring to you the pod.
You didn't show up today with HIV, AIDS, any of them deadly sexual transmitted diseases that'll make you die in 2-3 weeks, put a cell phone light in the air. Lady, if your pussy smell like water, put a cell phone light in the air. Fellas.
Lights up.
Fellas, if you ain't sucking in the parking lot, put your cell phone lights
Let's
in the air.
Let's be real about this.
Yeah, keep it fucking real.
Some of y'all are suspect as a motherfucker. Let's be real.
Now, of course, a lot of people were outraged by these remarks. Some of DaBaby's fans who have HIV and AIDS were particularly offended, and people in the LGBTQ plus community were offended. Now, after that, DaBaby did come back with a video to address his remarks and his intentions behind the remarks.
To come enjoy the show, not you motherfuckers watching it on the internet at the crib. No, just get your tickets and come with the live show, killer, gay or straight. Don't let these motherfuckers... Hell, I say if you don't got AIDS, put a cell phone light up. I say if you ain't sucked in the parking lot, put your cell phone lights up. So I could drop my next song. I wasn't going on no rant. That's called a call to action. That's what that's called, because I'm a live performer. I'm the best live performer. I'm the live show killer. You interact with your fans. You get what I'm saying? Look. All the lights went up, gay or straight. You want to know why? Because even my gay fans don't got fucking AIDS, stupid ass. They don't got AIDS. My gay fans, they take care of themselves. They ain't going for that. They ain't no nasty gay. See what I'm saying? They ain't no junkies. You know what I'm saying? On the street, man, hell you talking about? Then I said, if you ain't suck in the Rolling Loud parking lot, put your cell phone light up. You know what my gay fans did? Put that motherfucker. Light up.
So after that video came out, there was of course more backlash, and then DaBaby followed up with some tweets that apologized for some of the remarks.
Yep, he took to Twitter and said, anybody who done ever been affected by AIDS, HIV, y'all got the right to be upset. What I said was insensitive, even though I have no intentions on offending anybody, so my apologies. But the LGBT community, I ain't tripping on y'all. Do you, y'all business is y'all business.
Okay, so the first part of the apology seemed to hold up pretty well, but that second part of the apology further upset the LGBTQ community and their supporters. One of the baby's collaborators, Dua Lipa, decided to speak out because they have a song together called Levitating. And Dua Lipa said, I'm surprised and horrified at the baby's comments. I really don't recognize this as the person I worked with. I know my fans know where my heart lies and that I stand 100% with the LGBTQ community. We need to come together to fight the stigma and ignorance around HIV and AIDS.
And now some of Dua Lipa's fans are even asking to have DaBaby taken off of the Levitating song. But what do you think? Do you accept DaBaby's apology, or do you think that he should be canceled?
See, if you a fan of this turtle-looking motherfucker, then this just might not mean nothing to y'all. But if you have been under a rock or you did not just hear that clip, DaBaby is effectively being canceled because of his remarks at Rolling Loud. on the heels of his documented history of violence and abuse. See, if you a member of Everything Lit or you don't follow me on social media, this also might not mean nothing to y'all, but I've been personally trying to tell my following and everybody that mess with me to cancel this nigga because he clearly suffers from abuse and anger issues. I mean, if we keeping it a bean, he about 3 feet tall. So it is very possible that he suffers from an accelerated case of the Napoleon complex. See, here go a short list of things that this motherfucker has done since we have known who he is. Or the past 3 years, however you want to shape it. One. He's most known for killing a man that he claims tried to rush him while he was shopping with his family. Meanwhile, there is evidence that seems to indicate that the man was actually trying to flee from the baby. Where I'm from, people call that murder, not self-defense. But who am I? What do I know? Two, his security beat a man into a coma for asking for a photo. Baby security claimed that the man rushed him when actually the man didn't even get within an inch of them because immediately he was being assaulted by several men, including the baby. Baby is also on record hitting a hotel worker for trying to get a picture of him and his daughter. Wow. His security punched a lady in the nightclub and then this motherfucker got on IG and trying to say that he didn't even know that it was a female. Then the baby punched another female in the nightclub when someone else accidentally hit him over the head with a cell phone when they was trying to get a picture of him. I guess the nigga don't like pictures. He too then got on social media and claimed that he didn't know that it was a woman, even though he turned around, looked her directly in the face, balled up his fist, and knocked her the fuck out. But I digress. Then his crew jumped a 65-year-old man after they violated the terms of an agreement to in which they signed to inhabit this man's home during a pandemic. They had explicit orders to not shoot any videos or have a whole bunch of people at the crib. But in true nigga fashion, what does he do? He shoots a video. When the man comes and tries to shut everything down, the baby's people assaulted this old ass man while that man sat there and watched. Now this. If you want to ask me, it seemed like this motherfucker is on a mission to never be spoken of again because he can't be stopped. He continues to double down, double down, double down, double down. He continues to receive backlash from everybody from Madonna to Chris Brown. Yes, Breezy. If Chris Brown gotta get on social media and tell you to shut the fuck up, then you deserve this glass to shut the fuck up because I mean, Breezy? Really? And this motherfucker, he always giving backhanded apologies that sound more like excuses rather than him showing any kind of remorse for the shit that he did. And then he gets into stupid mode and gets on Twitter and starts tweeting the dumb shit where he disrespecting legends like Questlove, calling them washed up, and then attempting to indicate that in some kind of strange universe where motherfuckers look like turtles, they are actually trying to get hot based off him going through something embarrassing. Nigga, please. After being dropped from festival after festival, including Lollapalooza, this nigga takes to his Twitter and he tweets some shit that sound kind of like, you can't fire me, I quit. He says, and I quote, I was trying to be a rapper for like one more year. God ready for me to go be an icon now. That's what I asked for. I proudly accept the challenge. Let's go get it. My nigga, be an icon of what? See, these new age rappers, they be hot for a few summers. They drop a few joints and swear to God that they on some kind of GOAT status. How disrespectful has the culture gotten where we can allow this kind of bullshit? Nigga, if you do not stop it right the fuck now, right now, like for real, like you cannot be having a couple of albums, been out for a couple of years, and then think you the GOAT. That's mad disrespectful. And nigga, you look like Donatello, Leonardo, and all of them all in one. But again, I digress. The same motherfuckers that are fans of the baby and people like them, they sit around and they talk about cancel culture and how it has to be stopped because they want to make excuses for their favorite artist and or celebrity or influencer to be able to do whatever the fuck and say whatever the fuck they want as long as they are continuing to entertain them. Man, you can miss me with that bullshit. These niggas need to be held just as accountable for the shit that they do as you and I are held accountable for the shit that we do on a daily basis. And you could also miss me with that whole bullshit about the LGBT community and how it has all of these powers and that we cancel people because they are not pushing some kind of gay agenda. See, first and foremost, the LGBT community is all about freedom of self more than it's about your sexual choices and your orientation. Second, you can't make comments to offend a whole community and then get upset when that community then decides that they want to withdraw their support and what you do. How does that make sense? Why would I support someone that clearly does not support me? You must got me all the way fucked up. And then this motherfucker, he come out and he make comments like, my fans don't have AIDS. How the fuck do you know? He claims his fans are not nasty and they couldn't be sexually irresponsible. So he claimed that he wasn't talking to them. He was doing a call to action. He claimed that when he made the comment about sucking D in the parking lot, he wasn't talking about gay people. Yeah, his hype man stood there and said, yeah, because some of y'all are suspect as hell. So what does that exactly mean if you're not making those comments directly to gay people? We can't keep on sidestepping past the fact that at Rolling Loud, he was hit with a water bottle. He was hit with a shoe. And then this stupid ass motherfucker going bring Tory Lanez out so close to the Megan Thee Stallion set that Tory just might be in violation of his protective order. Seriously? If this ain't a nigga that need to be canceled, what is it that y'all motherfuckers require for you to say, you know what? I can't fuck with this nigga. The baby really don't deserve fame. He is disrespectful as fuck and he don't care about the hip hop culture or his fans. How many different times do you have to read about him assaulting somebody or disrespecting somebody or giving little kids $4 before you say, hey, this motherfucker gotta get the fuck on? He is not a positive influence. He's not someone that I would like to continue to monetize. Like, how long before that happens before you guys start to make those kind of decisions? You see, I'm still here to put it down for my real hip-hop heads. You understand me?
You are now rocking with DJ F-Exclusive, Connecticut's finest female DJ.
See, my nigga? If you don't know what you listening to right now, then you can't talk to me. Cause you don't know what hip hop is, my nigga. Respectfully, can I? Yes, you
can. Can I kick it?
Yes, you can.
Can I kick it?
Yes, you can.
Can I kick it?
Yes, you can.
Can I kick it?
Woo!
Yes, you can. Can I kick it?
See, I do this for my real hip hop heads,
yeah? Yes, you can.
Well, I'm gone. Can I kick it to all the people who can quest like a tribe does? Before this, did you really know what live was? Comprehend to the track force, why? Cuz getting mentions on the tip of the
vibe
was. Rock and roll to the beat of the funk fuzz. Wipe your feet really good on the rhythm rug. If you feel the urge to freak, do the jitterbug. Come and spread your arms if you really need a hug. Afrocentric living is a big shrug. A life filled with, that's what I love. A lower plateau is what we're above. If you diss us, we won't even think of. We'll nip up a dog and give a big shove. This rhythm really fits like a snug glove. Like a box of positives, it's a plus love. As the tribe flies high what like a dove.
Listen, I do this for my real hip hop heads. I put it down for people that like their real rap. We ain't listen to that bullshit. We like to get loose to this type of shit right here, you heard? Hey. Come on. See, y'all wasn't the fuck outside. And that's the problem.
I got that open up a pump pump, but I could be fireball diddly bum. Here I come, so Peter Piper. I'm hyping up Pinocchio's nose, cause I'm a super califragilistic tic tac. I gave a oopsie daisy. Now you got the crazy. Crazy with the books, googly goo, where's the green? Woo! So one, two, buckle my shoe, yabba doo, hibbity hoo, crack a boo, so
check the damn it.
From my feet, yep, I dibbity drop the hit. Woo! The books get on your walk and spark that old sexy shit.
Shit, rats and double dress, and swiggity smack some wings, kids. The boogity woogity Brooklyn boys about to get hit. My waistbone's connected to my hip bone. My hip bone's connected to my thigh bone. My thigh bone's connected to my knee bone. My knee bone's connected to my honey ho ha ha. The Judy jabber, Georgia jabber, not the funny bone. Skip the Ovaltine, I'd rather have my honeycomb. Or preferably the sesame, let's spiggity spark the blood. So dun 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 dun.
Come on, man. Some of y'all have no idea what you listening to. And that's unfortunate.
Tip of me timbers, yo, head for the hills. I pick the weeping willow and a daffodil. So back up, rocko, I'll pulverize my gruff. Cause this little piggy gets busy and stuff. A read my dirty heavens to earthy honky tonk. I get swift. I caught a snuffle up against and smoked a boogaloo split. I got the nooks, the trend, the nitty gritty 40 dough. So all aboard, cast away. Hey, where's my boogaloo? Ooh, I'm steaming, agony. Why is everybody always picking on me?
They call me Putin Thane, and that's my game. Me again, and I tell you the same. Since I'm the vulgar vegetarian, huh? Sick of my free, so no pork sausages, mom.
Wait a minute.
He's a blitz, shoots the breeze, Ridley D shoots his lips. Crazy, crazy, shot the sheriff, yep, and I shot the gift, and that's pretty sneaky, sis. Oh, yeah, I got my socks off, my rocks off, my Nestle's got for cocoa. Hobby, hobby, try to zombie, try to rob me, still he's done. Digging it, dun, 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 dun.
Come on, man. I do it for the hip hop heads, man. See? This is the God of Street Rap.
Wishing everybody a happy holiday.
This Come on, man.
Let's get up close and intimate.
This is Big Snoop, D-O-double-G.
If it wasn't for Cool G, we wouldn't have none of this street shit.
Grace the airwaves in this
everybody. And once again, it's Big G. Running the number rackets. Rearing Pele jackets. Fast Luke tackets. I'm well up in the millionaire bracket. The boss of four bosses are always horses in the fortress. Four resorts with Olympic torches and Mona Lisa portraits. Two Gucci's and saunas and eating steak and Benihana's. Bentley's limousine, the front yard stream that's full of piranhas. I'm set, a private jet, I drink a lot of Bex. Get a lot of sex, condo and duplex. Diamond infested Rolex.
God
the
damn it!
Recliner, the world units with silver china. Sipping on finer wine, you see more shines of diamond miners. The highness, kingpin of heroin, I'm double when I have to bring the terror and handle business in each and every barrel.
Stop
in town
or
city. I'm rolling like Frank Nitti. I'm rich and pretty. Back up kiddies. I got crummies that's grimy and gritty. A nigga that's spunky and likes to keep his pockets chunky. Making most of my money from all the dope fees and junkies. I learned from the best. The ones that's living and the ones that's put the rest. So I bless my chest with a vest and pack of Smith & West. And then I'm off to get the snaps, not the scraps. The game is be a real Mac. The name is Cool G Rap.
Man. That nigga bodied that shit.
Thing, and if you step inside my ring, she'll bang it out and make your brains hang. She sits at restaurant tables with make foxes and sables, drinking Chardonnay brand labels. She rock a sucker's cradle. Woo! Yeah, honey is more bounce to the ounce. She walks around with Lucci in large amounts, millions of socks with bank accounts. Her name is Tammy, got a beach house in Miami, rides around with a small Tammy in a silk and
satin. Yeah,
a down hoe, a foxy brown hoe standing up ground hoe. And if you clown, yo, she turn into a bus around. Her flyers are heaven's angel, got sapphires in her Bengals diamond. Earrings hanging dingle, getting money from all angles.
Sheesh.
Nigga, Cuban link up. With some niggas that'll make you get your Cuban link up. Pull up and they think they see a brick shirt. Y'all buy
in the family tense tuck. Cuban linked up. Big chain on me case. I gotta get you inked up. Ranked up. See the wrist roller ranked up.
That's why
score,
fucked up.
Looking like
still
we robbed us a Prince truck. Bitch tan or go invest in the quick skin. There's niggas that wanna hit you to the clip gym. So I stay close to an arm. I'm like a wristband.
My whole stretch from South France to Brisbane. And they attached to the arms like wristbands.
My chicks bought X bag, no jokes, those will get you smoked like quick drag. I click fast and bang your bitch ass. Brain from your chick in the whip that I just cracked.
Fast and bang your bitch ass.
Let's take it like quick drags. I click fast and bang your bitch ass. Brain from your chick in the whip that I just cracked.
Seriously, I click fast and bang your bitch ass. Ain't nothing change, I got cane for the quick cash.
That's why I feel like I'm the most hot in the place. A lot of niggas saying they hot, but they not in the place. And your block, it ain't hot, man, it's safe. Next nigga diss Tory Lanez, about to get shot in his face.
I got more chains than you got in my couch. And the next cat scream my name, gonna get shot in the mouth.
A few moments later.
And my leprechaun bundles is getting them dummy high. I sold fives and 25s from 25.
They sell 20s, that'll get you dummy high. Bagged in the 125, 125s.
So let me get this straight. Tory Lanez basically sat up there and remixed Don Q and Cassidy and tried to get that shit off as if he was paying homage to two artists that he has no connection with, as far as I've known, has not used his platform in any kind of way to give them any kind of light, shot them out at the end of the freestyle or anything of that nature. So when he gets called out for actually stealing bars, cadences, and a lot more lyrics than you could say, oh, I'm just paying homage, he then wants to say that that's what he's doing. Nigga, stop the cap. That's bullshit. And you know it's bullshit. And for all of the people that want to call Cassidy out for saying something, I want to be real clear. Cassidy is a battle rapper. He comes from a place where you write your own shit, period. All that paying homage shit, yeah, no, it's different. Unless you're my brother, you're in my crew, we run together, we family, we done fucked around and did music together. If it's not that type of situation, you're not allowed to be a mainstream nigga that's trying to get your shit back off using my bars. Nigga, the fuck, how dare you? Stop the cap. Stop the cap. Second, they like, oh, Cass is dragging it. He's dragging it. You're absolutely right. He's dragging it. If this is his moment that he got right now where he can make himself relevant again and give himself a little bit of momentum, why shouldn't he? Because that nigga still got it. And the way that he proved it, he dropped this little baby right here. It's called Perjury. Let's get into this motherfucker.
Bars is back.
Yeah.
These niggas out here stealing my bars, committing perjury. Woo. And all that. These niggas gotta pay homage. I'm about to show them how you really supposed to carry.
God damn it.
I got boar heated, that Canadian bacon. My niggas clap drums, have guns, that's Arabian shaking. That got kicked like a field goal. My team will roll in the field throwing bullets like Brady and Pate. You start to shine, nigga. Shady is waiting to put your lights out. So pray you got a place to stay up in Christ's house. I stay iced out, never been to the White House. But seen presidents from a house I was selling white out. And what I write about make my bars hard to bite. Bars keep the steel, you keep stealing all the bars you write. Fuck all the hype, yo, you been a bitch all your life. But a shoot a chick quick like Eddie and Harlem. That ball was nice cause it's about maybe. Dog pissed in the house breaking, but I don't give a shit. This little baby clout chasing ain't about Nathan till you laying up in Grady with your scalp aching. I might aim the thing, cause life yang and ying. It's like Christ wouldn't exist without Satan. I got hitters on the couch waiting. And if a text from me come, I expect it to be done. A dead man, I need to see one. Hit my WhatsApp then so I can see what's happening. Free run. The Nina got a dick. It's a he, she gunning. Dickhead, it can fucking wet you up.
Pre-com.
Bitch, you think we dumb. You ain't from where we from. Canada got free healthcare.
You gonna need some.
It's stolen bars and all the records that he done. None of his shit is original. Shit pitiful. I was selling records for the game. Went digital. I started from the...
Hey, yo. Hey, the fuck, yo. I couldn't play the whole record for obvious reasons, but my guy, Cassidy, put that nigga in an unwarranted casket. When I say unwarranted, yes, I do agree with Cassidy that Tory is an emulator. Most of his biggest records, the songs that you like the most from him, he is flipping a nostalgic record and he doesn't have much originality. I agree with that shit 100%. And I also feel as if that is one of the reasons why he hasn't propelled himself to the success level that he believes that he deserves. But why I feel like Cassidy didn't have to do him like that is because Tory ain't going to be able to come back from that. And you ain't supposed to kick a black man when he down, Cass. I mean, God damn it. Like, he goes on to say this man need a lace front. The artwork for the whole fucking song is disrespectful as fuck. He got Tory up there, bald headed, looking absolutely crazy. I mean, Cassidy didn't have to do that boy that way. He did not. But I gotta say some things. One, everybody that listens to this podcast and knows when I say I'm Team Tory in the sense that I do not believe that he actually shot Megan Thee Stallion. I don't believe her version of events. And until he's properly charged, convicted, I am not going to say that that man did that. Because literally the only proof that says that he did is what she is saying. And who gives a fuck what she's saying? How do we know just because she's saying it that it is true and it happened that way? Because if we're going to apply that same logic, then we can say that Tory said that it didn't happen, so it didn't. And it's a little bit too much behind the scenes, not enough information being uncovered for me to really take a side as it pertains to that. But when it comes to his music, I've never been a fan. There are a few songs that I fuck with. One of his chick tape I really digged. But Tory is really, really unoriginal to me. He is not someone that I would listen to because I can just go listen to the original song, you know. And I'm not mad that he's good at flipping things. As a producer, I sample shit. I flip shit all the time. But at the same time, if you are a recording artist, rapper, singer, whatever the fuck you actually are trying to be, then it would behoove you to be just a little bit creative on your own type of time. Beyond that part of it, I'm all around for this because Cassidy looked way in shape. And for the last few battles that he took, a lot of people was throwing some dirt on his name, saying that he was washed up, me being included. So this was very, very shocking. He picked a great beat. It didn't sound too old because that's one of the issues that I've had with Cassidy. He usually sounds way outdated, like 2005, 2004-ish. But now he somehow modernized his flow and he really, really delivered with purpose. And then not only that, he little boy Tory. When I say he little boy Tory, yeah, he cracks some jokes calling him bald headed and shit like that. But overall, he's basically saying, my nigga, you not from where I'm from. You don't fuck with me like that. You are not paying homage to me. And beyond that, the whole shit with Don Q, if you combine all of that shit together, that is like 50% of that Tory Lanez freestyle. And that's not cool. That's not cool. You got to call somebody out for that because what he's trying to do is he's trying to manipulate the fact that a lot of his fans, they young and they don't really remember those Cassidy bars, or maybe they're not fans of battle rap, so they don't know about Don Q, or perhaps they didn't listen to Don Q's freestyle when he was spitting those bars. You use the same beat, the same cadence, the same delivery. That's disrespectful, nigga, especially when you're talking about two battle rappers. And then you want to try to defend it. No, you don't defend that shit. So I'm actually looking forward to see what he may have to say, because you're not about to get on the track and start singing on that motherfucker, because that's not what you're about to do with Cassidy. And you damn sure don't have the bars and the delivery. I'm more so expecting an apology versus a song. And you're just going to have to hold that L, because unfortunately, there ain't really much you're going to be able to do as it pertains to responding to that, because everything he said in the song was true. Down to Canada having free healthcare, you're going to need some if you actually try to make it violent. You know, I just don't think it's going to be able to go into the streets, nor is it going to be able to go into the booth, because literally, what are you going to say to respond to that? I don't really think that you have a response. And further, as it pertains to his career, you're never going to win those awards and those accolades that you think that you deserve, because I don't think that you realize, and it might not mean nothing to you, but we have Drake for the pocket in the lane that you're trying to be in. There is better talent for the lane that you're trying to be in. So either you discover yourself and you try to be more original and come up with a style that makes us say, hey, we can't get this type of sound unless we listen to Tory Lanez, or you go sit the fuck down, relax yourself, because I stuck up for you when it came to that Megan Thee Stallion shit, but even now you are dragging that. You are starting to do little monkey ball shit with the baby, and you're really, really starting to fall into the pocket of a clown. You're clowning yourself and you're trying to remain relevant, doing it the wrong way. Your music is what is supposed to make you remain relevant, not the dumb shit you do on Instagram. But I digress.
Real shit. And if you have that, you don't think
this
I have that?
This look in your eyes. Let me tell you what I see. I see a motherfucker. You have totally dismissed. You done already played it out how you gonna go. I don't think you scared to die.
What you
One
mean?
Second. He's not scared to die. He has already embraced that. He didn't play it out how it was going to happen if it happened. He's not scared of that shit. I'm looking at him. He's not. He don't got no fear however they do it to him. He don't care about that. Right? He really got a point to prove.
That's my point. If right? you see it,
listen.
I don't play around and do
but
shit.
I will say
I
this.
I only attack the people that's coming for me. I said, yo, I fired security 8 months ago. If I walk out of here and a nigga come from behind me out the staircase, hang, 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 hang. It was already supposed to happen.
When well, I listen, came nigga, in, I don't know what kind of gun that is.
No.
yo,
I don't know.
Man.
I don't know. That's a different kind of gun.
That's how I like, man. That's a different
kind. You know what's funny about that whole exchange? Tekashi 6ix9ine and WAC 100, they both talking about two completely different things. WAC 100 is basically saying, when Tekashi 6ix9ine made the decision to sit on the stand and testify and do whatever it is that he did with the federal government, he made a conscious decision knowing everything that came with it, and he is 100% okay with it, and it is not something that he fears. And I think that he was making that point because that is something that a lot of people believes that he fears. A lot of you guys on social media, oh, he's scared to death. He don't come outside. Da 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 da. That's why Tekashi 6ix9ine made it a point to say he actually fired his security 8 months ago. Now they say that he couldn't afford it anymore, and I believe it. But regardless whether or not he could afford the security or not, he has made a conscious decision to get rid of the security, and he has posted several videos of him performing in sold out venues all over the place. So if we're keeping it a full bean, if someone wanted to take their chances to get at him, he has made it very, very easy for them, but they have not done that. Now, what Tekashi 6ix9ine is saying is he is not out here attacking people that do not attack him, that don't say things about him, that are not constantly addressing him and trying to belittle him for the choices that he has made. So he is basically saying to everybody, there is more than one way to be a bitch or to be a sucker. Okay, so you think that I am a sucker because I've decided that I'm gonna snitch and I'm gonna do this because I think this is for the betterment of me and my family. Well, I think it's a sucker that this motherfucker over here claims gang, 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 and they don't do nothing when they friends get killed. I think it's some sucker shit when you in your music and you're saying, if this, that, and the third happen, me and my niggas gonna slide, but this, that, and the third continues to happen to you and your niggas and nobody is sliding. But then you get on your social media and then you call me a bitch, you call me a rat, you say my music is garbage, whoop, 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 whoop. So I believe in that actual clip, what 6ix9ine is saying, if a nigga pull up on me and he do whatever, okay, but it ain't like I'm out here asking for the issues, asking for drama. I'm simply keeping that same energy that niggas keep with me. And when I keep on trying to explain that shit to niggas, niggas be accusing me of defending him. I am not defending 6ix9ine. I don't support snitching. What I do support is a person living their whole truth and doing what they feel like is best for them and walking in that decision. 6ix9ine felt like it was best for him to cooperate. And he made his decision and he walked in it. And I think that's what WAC's whole point is. So I'm kind of interested to see what they're going to actually talk about on this interview, because I know it's going to get hot. I know it's going to get tense. And I hope Academics does a good job, you know, driving the bus. I already predict he's going to do a million within the first couple of days of dropping that. You still got people refusing to consume any content, to in which 6ix9ine is a part of. And you know what? I am not mad at that agreement or that decision with anybody, like the agreement of any blog or any record company or digital streaming platform that says, hey, Tekashi 6ix9ine is canceled. That goes against our morals. We don't support that, because like this whole show is about, you have a right to cancel someone if you feel as if they're abusing their platform. Do I agree with the cancellation of Tekashi 6ix9ine? No, because he's not being canceled for abusing his platform or having low self-esteem or any of the things he's actually guilty for. He's actually being canceled because he decided that he wanted to cooperate with the federal government within the hip-hop space. If he was an actor or if he was anything else, it would not matter, because motherfuckers snitch every single day. And some people that are probably listening to this podcast right now, they have friends, they got people that they fuck with that they know for a fact has snitched, dry snitched, or did something that was against the code of the streets or the ethic street code at some point. And y'all don't stop fucking with those people. Y'all could just say, I never was a fan of him. I never liked his music. And him deciding to be an informant is something that I also don't support. So it made my decision moving forward to not listen to him and not subscribe to anything that he does moving forward easy, because I really wasn't fucking with him before. I respect shit like that. But for all the people that are like, nah, he a snitch, I can't fuck with that, nah, that's mad corny, because you ain't never been in that situation. And I'm sorry, if you kidnapped me, you fucking my baby mother, you pistol with me, you robbing me, you taking money from me, you're doing all of this shit to me, then yeah, you would be a dumbass nigga to sit there and go to jail for several years for niggas that's doing that shit for you. That's crazy. That doesn't make any fucking sense. Niggas want to sit up here and talk about loyalty. Well, loyalty starts first with the crew. You're not loyal to me if you're doing all of this type of bullshit to me. But on the other side of it, I really do think that behind the scenes, WAC 100 may be actually trying to set up that Blueface and Tekashi 6ix9ine boxing event. You know, I really wouldn't watch nothing like that, because nothing like that would be real. It's going to be staged. They're not going to really knuckle up and fight for real. Now, if it was like some, what's that shit? UFC, that MMA shit, where they be in the cage barefoot wearing panties and shit. See, now that's the type of shit that I would watch 6ix9ine fight, because that's going to be some real shit. Niggas is going to draw blood. Niggas is going to really be fighting. But some celebrity boxing match is just going to be some money grab. And I'm not about to be the fucking sheep that gives you my money because you're trying to convince me that y'all really hate each other and y'all fighting. Nigga, please. I don't know about y'all, and it might not mean nothing to y'all, but I will be tapping into DJ Academics' first episode of his podcast. I want to see if he has his audio together. I really want to see what he brings to the table, because he has been talking about it for a minute. The ambiance of it looks good. Looks like he has a nice room set up, and I know for a fact his ultimate goal is to shit on Mealy Mall and Rory. And I just gotta be honest, man, I tried to watch an episode of Rory and Maul's podcast because I fuck with Belly, but that shit was so fucking boring. Like, that shit was boring. The only thing that made it somewhat interesting for a person to actually sit there and watch it is because, you know, they had Belly Crib and he making some big, nice looking lamb chops and they kind of chopping it up about his mental health. And if you're a fan of Belly and you're kind of wondering what happened with him and what was going on with his career, it was kind of a dope interview. And Rory, I got to keep it a bean. Rory be shooting. Some of Rory's little commentary and some of the shit that he be saying, it be funny as fuck. But Maul is just so dry. That shit was, it just be so boring. I find myself yawning, looking around, wanting to engage in other content and other activities while that shit is on. And I don't really think that that is the goal of two podcasters. But like I always say around this time, I digress.
It ain't no talk on this.
Since we talking about toxic behavior today.
You're a bad bitch, don't worry. Cardio Dove my mascot.
Woo!
Tell your main nigga he your ex now.
Woo!
Finna push up, bring your ass out.
Ay.
Where you come from, where you from now?
Ay.
I keep a bad thing on me, yeah, yeah. Dreads on me like Beijing, yeah, yeah. After this, right back to him like an accident.
Wait a minute!
Came out of car, you gon' leave in the jet, I can promise you that. Yeah, yeah. Came by myself, I'ma leave with your friends, I can promise you that. Yeah, yeah. Came in a car, you gon' leave in the jet, I can promise you that. Yeah, yeah. Never made no nigga richer than me, I can promise you that.
Get it, get it.
No. Baby, this thug in love. No, yeah, 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 yeah. Came up in the club. Oh, yeah, 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 yeah. Try to make some love. Yeah.
Woo!
It's like your mommy, know you won't try me. Hop on the trolley just to see me. Came with nobody, leave with nobody. Reason you came just to see me. Backstage, back with your ass out. You got no shame how you came out.
Hey.
Baby, I promise I'll respect game. Only thing that I can say is
that
your dad was my mascot.
Yeah.
Tell your main nigga he your ex now.
Yeah.
Finna push up, bring your ass out.
Yeah.
Where you come from, where you from now? I keep a bad thing on me, yeah, yeah. Dreads on me like Beijing, yeah, yeah. After this, right back to him like an accident. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Him in a car, you gon' leave in the jet, I can promise you that.
Promise you that.
Came by myself, I'ma leave with your friends, I can promise you that. Yeah, yeah. Came in a car, you gon' leave in the jet, I can promise you that. Yeah, yeah. Never made no nigga richer than me, I can promise you that. Yeah, yeah.
Man. Sometimes I feel like getting in my bag. You know the vibes. Woo!
Stop that blends. Sexy motherfucker, you the baddest one. Gave you all my love, that shit been that night. We should get away somewhere and run it up. I'm trying to fall in love.
It feels good, ladies and gentlemen.
Shoot it, come so fast, I made her get down. She got no ass and no titties, she a 10 now. She got no ass and no titties, she a 10 now.
Let's go!
Sexy motherfucker, you the baddest one. Gave you all my love, that shit been that night.
Thanks.
We should get away somewhere and run it up. I'm trying to fall in love.
God damn it!
Baby, what you wanna do? I'm ready to pull up on you. I'm ready to.
to the highlands. Drip, drip, drip when you're sliding. Fit, 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 baby, what? Riding. Don't hesitate when you in it, cause you know I like it. Baking up a cake for you. Sweet baby, like it when you're
damn
baby.
It.
We can't just keep talking about it. We think too often about it. We can't just be cautious about it. I wanna get wild. Take me for a ride, boy.
Hey.
Show me your outside, boy. Know it's been a while. Fucking it up like oopsie daisy. You know if them buzz and babies. Don't be let up in that shit like you lazy. I need you to roll up in that shit like you skating. Baby, in a hold up, I'm not sugar, I hate waiting. Do, 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 do. Shoot your shot on the page.
Come on.
This type shit have you island. Last minute trips to the islands. Drip, drip, drip when you're sliding. Fit, 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 baby, riding. Don't hesitate when you in it, cause you know I like it. Baking up a cake for you.
Down mm-hmm. on the kitchen floor, right on that towel. It's my dick and I want it now.
Right wow. now.
Tell me how you want it. Put me on my back, on my stomach. Baby, let me blow it like a trumpet. I could do it all. I could probably suck a watermelon through a straw.
God damn it.
Me every other day, new wig, new hair. Come take me out this smooth glare. I be waiting on
sucking a watermelon through a straw is motherfucking nuts. And if I actually fucking tweeted her and asked her to go live sucking a watermelon through a straw, she'd probably block me like the Brat and Karen Civil bitch asses.
Bitch, go get fucked on TV, nigga. Put a porn out, bitch. With that gay shit, man. Everybody not with it. It's not cool for everybody. You can't make the whole everybody not on that gay shit. Everybody don't want to get fucked in their ass. Everybody don't want to suck another nigga dick. You know what I'm saying? Like, everybody not with that shit, you know? This motherfucker said he won't perform naked for charity. But fuck, we're going to suck a dick on live, nigga. Get fucked in your ass by all other gay rappers on live, nigga. You a dick. Nigga, you won't turn out like, you won't get naked in front of kids, nigga. Go suck a dick on live, nigga. Nigga. Trying to fuck with the baby on that, nigga. Lucky I ain't the baby. Everybody ain't with that gay ass shit in the world, bro. You know, everybody don't want their son fucked in the ass, bro. Everybody don't want their son sucking another nigga dick, bro. Yeah. Ain't fucking with the baby, nigga. Fuck with me. I'm gonna entertain you, fuck with me. Yeah. This nigga the most disrespectful.
Yeah. See, it's people like Lil Boosie. Why? People really think that every motherfucker in the South is dumb as fuck. See, first of all, if you have not figured out by now that Lil Nas X is really just a troll, and that's really one of his superpowers, then you deserve to be butthurt. Pause. And in your feelings, when you get upset about anything that he says or does. Second, what in the world makes you think that he was actually serious about performing butt-ass naked on the stage at the VMAs with Jack Harlow? Did you see anywhere where Jack Harlow may have confirmed that? Do you really, really think that MTV and Viacom was going to allow that on the platform? All right, so let's play devil's advocate. Let's just say Lil Nas X was able to find a platform that was going to allow him to perform naked and Jack Harlow agreed to do it and they really did do it for charity. Guess what? You don't have to fucking watch it and you can certainly make sure your kids don't watch it. Third, miss me with the bullshit, but you saying that your fans, that Lil Nas X fans are mostly kids. Nigga, fuck you. Most of your fans are kids. Most of the Baby fans are kids. Most of Tip Huxtable kids fans are kids. Every popular mainstream artist has a certain level of their fan base that are kids. And guess what? They are not responsible for parenting their fans. Their actual parents are responsible for what their kids are actually exposed to. Further, how can you continue to defend the Baby and then get mad at Lil Nas X when Chica said you personally paid for your child to be sexually assaulted when they were 14 years old? See, a lot of people might have forgotten that you said that or didn't hear you say that, but excuse me, nigga? Are you fucking stupid? You got on Instagram Live and admitted that when your kid turned 14 years old, you paid for an adult prostitute, stripper, whatever the fuck, to suck his dick. And then you wonder why you cannot get your Instagram back. Look at the type of monkey shit you say on it. And then you telling him to go ahead and go get fucked on live. Go suck a dick on live because you are so homosexually like challenged that you think that being gay just means that you like to get fucked and you like to suck. It's okay that you're not happy with his homosexuality and that's just not something that you subscribe to, but really it kind of sounds like that you yourself might just be a little homosexual and you just might be on the down low. Because to be completely real with you, three different times this week someone has left a comment on my social media and said something to me about you fucking around with all the bottoms and all the trades in Baton Rouge. Chica really set your ass on fire on Twitter and you have yet to address her or those claims. Are you afraid to go out like Young Buck, my nigga? Are you afraid for people to really find out what you really, really, really into since you try to be some hood messiah? And that will just literally go against everything that your homophobic and misogynistic ass has ever fucking said ever? Because really, if it's true, it's only a matter of time before someone that you done fuck with brings that story to light and then you're going to be forced to acknowledge it. She proudly called you gay and asked, what kind of conversation that has happened within the mainstream media in the past several years that has something to do with homosexuality that you have not inserted yourself into? Pause. She also reminded us of the time where Mike Tyson looked your monkey, crispy, crunchy, bacon, Crunchwrap Supreme ass in the face and asked you if you was gay and you were stuttering and you ain't know what to say. You did not know how to respond. Let's roll the clip.
How do you feel about other people's feelings? You know, you offend a lot of people. You talk about fucking gay motherfuckers, homos, and fat.
No, a lot of times I need to shut the fuck up. It's just.
Why don't you?
I don't know, man. It'd be hard.
Why do you say things about that might be a homosexual? Why do you say that about them? Do you feel the possibility that you're a homosexual and you might disrespect them? You further yourself from being a homosexual or thinking you may like homosexuals?
Nah. I'm straight as an arrow. I'm just saying, you know.
I'm not saying you are, but why do you have... If you're straight, why do you...
I really commented on the Dwayne Wade situation.
Yeah.
Because I got offended because it's a child. You know, that's why I really got offended, you know. And that's why I really said
if it was nigga fucking stuttering, looking all discombobulated, Tyson sitting there smoking a blunt, asking you straight up and down, are you gay? And do you think that your issues with homosexuality are deep-seated within your own downloadum? And the nigga didn't know how to answer that. Hey, sir, just shut the fuck up. We get it. You're misogynistic. You're homophobic. You're a washed-up-ass rapper that is super happy knowing you gonna die an ignorant bastard. At least you're able to admit to Mike Tyson that at times you be needing to shut the fuck up. So here I am bearing gifts. Here's a glass of shut the fuck up. Perhaps you need to get a group of friends that you could sit and talk about and let them know how you feel so you could stop talking to your phone, because every single thing that you feel, that you think about, that comes to your mind does not need to be something that you share with the public. Because regardless of what you think, regardless of how you feel, we're still going to look at you like the ignorant, crispy, crunchy, bacon burnt strip that you are. You have a caveman mentality, and it only matters to other cavemen that subscribe to that same thought process that you do. And guess what? Most ignorant motherfuckers that think like you think, they don't have a platform to poison hundreds and thousands to millions of people and make people think that calling people faggots and all kind of disrespectful rhetoric that comes out of your mouth on your social media is okay. So I hope that you enjoy this glass of shut the fuck up, and perhaps you do shut the fuck up. And in case you do not, maybe when you do open your mouth, you're going to open up your mouth and you're going to address why people saying that you running around here fucking all the bottoms in Baton Rouge. And then you can open your mouth up and then say, hey, I know sometimes I need to shut the fuck up, but I can't, because as a down low black man, it's very, very hard for me to watch the gay agenda being pushed because I am not brave enough to live my truth. Maybe you should pull up on Young Buck, smoke a couple of blunts with him, hang out with Mr. C for a while, but really all of the homophobia that you got going on your Instagram, all you doing is showing yourself, nigga, and you looking real crazy.
Everybody know this, hey, your boy Kwame. Hey, I'm holding it down for DJ Exclusives. Just spinning, man.
You know what's crazy? Everybody's talking about who got the album of the year.
She's just like, this shit is beautiful.
Not enough people talking about Tyler.
You always keep the picnic blankets in the back because you never know.
And this is a mixtape.
Okay.
Come on, man.
Boys pull up, black boy hop out. Whoop. Shout out to my mother and my father, didn't pull out. MSG sell out, fuck these niggas yap out. Whips on whips, my ancestors got the max out. 2-4, 500 stacks for the hood. Call me Lumberjack, cause I wish a nigga would wear. You would like, ah, this the wish a nigga could face. Gang get paper like they should wait. Niggas ain't really on, it's like a shitty on. I hit Drizzy and told him I had a milli for him. I own my company's full, told him to keep the loan. I took that gold bitch home, niggas was big mad. I put that bitch on the shelf to let it ventilate and bought another car, cause I ain't no that big boy, that big bitch for all weather. It never rained in Cali, came with an umbrella. Rolls Royce pull up,
black boy hop out.
Shout out to my mother and my father, didn't pull out. MSG sell out, fuck these niggas yap out. Good credit score, this car really can't max out. 2-4, 500 stacks for the hood. Call me Lumberjack,
cause I wish a nigga would.
Did it with the face, man, I wish a nigga
could. It's really different.
Catch your niggas.
I might slut in Utah. LA's too warm. My nigga tall. Look like a bitch. I call him Mulan. Solid color emerald on finger. The size of two tongs. Niggas cannot fuck with performance. Imagine you want. That's my nuance. Used to be the widow. Used to laugh at me. Listen to me with their ears closed. Used to treat me like that boy Malcolm in the middle. Now I'm 0000.
God damn it.
Rolls Royce pull up.
Black boy.
I can't take this shit no more. I quit.
You are now rocking with DJ Exclusive, Connecticut's finest female DJ.
Had to throw it back for y'all real quick. I gotta bring them Nothing Leaks back. The greatest female rapper ever. Muhammad D. Woo!
We
yo, I'm saying. We lead you like a beacon of light out of the chaos. Cutting down overzealous players who stay in. When the winners of the game walking, we're prepared. Climbing the stairways to heaven while you're scared of the people living under.
Ground of the sound of the clap, major wonder.
If it was a gun, the crowd or some thunder.
All of that goes out my window when I was younger.
Now I'm much older, lyrically clapping seeds. If you don't know by now, let me acquaint you with my deeds. I don't get on stage and waste your time. Niggas got a lot to say,
but they just can't rhyme.
They just babies. I smash them out in incubators. Attach them to respirators. They breathing hard like Darth Vader. Hard as candy and suck like now or later. After a while, your style's tasteless.
And it got no flavor.
Why sages release without sacred through my book of rhyme pages. Groups be ages, like scrolls from Dead Sea. The cadence off and on like the motion of Tai Chi.
Bahamdi,
worthy to reflect
eternally.
Science to a remedy to help and get my people free. But little support got my thesis on freeze. My only option's doing bootlegs for the Japanese.
What?
Get about 8 G's, a heavy buzz overseas. Sacrifice, appeal to mainstream and do what I believe.
Hey.
Down to the chromosomes, I'm a purist to this art form. Enlighten who I touch and let the world catch.
Rhyme sayers who lead you like a beacon of light out of the chaos. Cutting down overzealous players who stay. When the winners of the game walking well prepared. Climbing the stairways to heaven while you scared of the people living under.
Ground of the sound of the clap made you wonder.
If it was a gun, the crowd, or some thunder.
All of that goes out my window. Yeah, man. That boy Freddie Gibbs. Shout out to Alchemist. Yeah. This is the type of shit I rock with. See, I need some real hip hop in my life, nigga. Stop dying, ready?
Microphone check, 1, 2, mic check.
I record that.
That's a banana, I pray to Mecca. All this gang shit in my brain, I got the rank, I got the best. I take some extras out the brick, we press a brick, it ain't no pressure. Sipping Tiki in my Kiki, I'm with Didi and Vanessa.
Damn it!
My bitches on my roster, get the most and not the lesser. Woo! Met me in the valley, drop the whole up on Winnetka. Take some extras out the brick, we press a brick, it ain't no pressure.
Lego!
I didn't want to speak on this shit, but it's really been racking my brain now. Cause really, I fuck with this rap, but my niggas still selling cocaine now.
Woo!
The crackers, they got enough on us to go start a motherfucking case now. A nigga get hit with the Rico, they come and they snatching the
game
now. Big sticks long in the bitch, golf ball holes in the shit. Big fin ball in his bitch, this one really burned it all in the six. Had a pipe, but should've wore a diaper when I hit him, left his drawers full of shit. Nigga blow it, us, they getting blown down, but I be so proud to put the drug down. For the microphone check.
One, two, a mic checker. I reckon that I like a banner, a banner. Come on.
All this gang shit in my brain. I got the rank, I got the blessing. Take some metrics out the brick. We press a brick, it ain't no
pressure.
That's a microphone check. 1, 2, mic check. Still back that blood out of Sabanala. I pray to Mecca. All this gang shit in my brain. I got the rank, I got the blessing. Take some metrics out the brick. We press a brick, it ain't no
pressure.
Gangland shit. Fuck around, get gangland hit. I'ma catch a little bitch white chillin' with his click. Nigga, better whole gang get bitch. With a watch and a chain that bitch. Set up, yeah, I train that bitch. Fucking in the eight for like 4 days straight, but a nigga never claimed that bitch.
Hey.
I be talking this shit like I'm bulletproof. Fucking DM, I'm sending the pillars too. I be fucking with the G's, Chris, Bloods, BDs, man, this shit get political. Hit the John, I'm whipping the miracle.
Well, we are at that time where we get into our rapid fire nothingness. So if you've made it to this part of the show, this is when we just run down a couple of things that went on in the culture that we're not going to dedicate a whole segment to. We're not going to get that deep into it. I also want to take this time to remind you to please log on to nothingmerch.com, shop your nothing podcast, snapbacks, t-shirts, hoodies. I got more hip hop graphic tees rolling out in a very short period of time. Anybody that has supported my merch in the past, I do appreciate you. It does help me to monetize myself and this podcast so I can continue to bring y'all that fire. Now, first on my list is going to be up-and-coming artist 42 Doug. See, if you are not a fan of him, this might not mean nothing to y'all, but a couple of days ago, he took to his social media posting a video where he was kissing his son, loving on his son, and he happened to use his tongue when he kissed his son. Now, when I first seen this video, I knew he was going to get dragged, but the way I felt about it, I just really kind of didn't care. Did I think it was a little weird? It depends. I mean, I don't know many men that are that way, but females sexualize relationships with their sons all of the time, and females don't receive the type of backlash that men receive when they show love to their sons, and it's in other ways besides toxic masculinity. After a lot of the backlash, 42 Doug took to his social media. He said, "It never be my intentions to offend anybody. Even when I'm offended, so for that, I am sorry. Usually, I am a very private person when it comes to the personal shit, such as my son or my family or in general. People always tell me I need to take more pictures or, you know, let my fans see something about me other than music. Yesterday, I caught myself doing that. My son's birthday was this weekend, so I decided I would let y'all see how much fun we had. You know, the pictures and videos I posted of my son wasn't put out for feedback. That was us being us. So for y'all to take that and make it what y'all did just reminded me of why I keep my family private. I will not be showing my son or any of my family on this shit again. Y'all lost that privilege. This is for me to promote my music, and that's what I'm going to use it for. Nothing more, nothing less." And to be honest, I gotta respect his response, because like I said, I don't really think there was anything wrong with it. There were people calling him a pedophile. There was people saying some very inappropriate things. For me, it just was a little bit different. I felt like he said, that was a private moment. And there's many men that bite their kid, kiss on their kid, and do all type of things that other people on the outside looking in may consider weird and don't think that is something that a father, how a father should behave. That's why when it comes to certain things, maybe it is best that you keep it off social media. I don't really listen to his music, don't really follow him like that, but I do support his decision to want to keep his private life private, because that is one of the reasons why these social media stars end up getting caught up and wrapped up in a whole bunch of bullshit, and then their fame is starting to be more so about what they post on social media and not enough about their music. Lil Uzi Vert got an upside down cross tattooed to his tongue. I mean, what do we expect from a man that wants to walk around with a big old diamond in his forehead? Whatever. Nas has announced that King Disease Part 2 is going to drop on the 6th of August. Kanye's announced date was the 6th, but Kanye himself has took to his social media and announced that Donda will be dropping on the 5th. I'm looking forward to hearing both projects. I want to know what you guys are going to listen to first, if you guys are going to listen to both projects, or maybe you're only going to listen to one. What are some of the projections you guys have for these projects? I'm definitely seeing Kanye doing 100 plus in the first week. I see Nas doing something around 20 or 30 the first week. We will see when it happens, and I will report back to y'all next week's episode about that. As I said earlier, DaBaby has been kicked off several festivals, and the latest one is Lollapalooza. Sheesh. Lil Nas X posed like DMX on the Flesh of My Flesh, Blood of My Blood cover, and people went crazy. I posted that on my Facebook page, and it got so much shares, so much engagement. I do appreciate y'all. And some of the comments are hilarious, because you guys are ignoring the fact that several other rappers have done the same photo shoot way before Lil Nas X. And it doesn't have anything to do with him thinking that because he's gay, he could do whatever he want. Maybe perhaps he was a fan of DMX. Maybe perhaps he was paying homage. Maybe perhaps that was unused footage from his Montero, or however you pronounce it, video, because he had some of the same scratches on his body from that video. But I digress. Shout out to Lil Nas X. He got all y'all upset and in y'all feelings, and he continues to stay in his lane and do what he does. Shout out to Will Smith. A lot of people say that Will Smith is washed up and he doesn't have anything else to offer, but I disagree. The trailer dropped for King Richard, which is a new movie that is set to come out November 19th on HBO Max, and he is going to be playing the father of tennis superstars Venus and Serena Williams. The trailer looks crazy. If you have not seen the trailer, I posted the trailer on my social media, and you could also find it on YouTube. K. Michelle has an OnlyFans. People say that she posts a lot of her unreleased music, but she's also clearly up there naked. And I don't know who wants to pay to see her ass melt, but I digress. Yucky. Peter Rosenberg is like in complete shock, doesn't understand what is going on. If you are not a fan of New York radio station Hot 97 or Peter Rosenberg, then this just might not mean nothing to y'all. But after the 2008 Source Awards, Nicki Minaj and the Barbs tried to get him canceled because he took to the stage and he said that he's there to represent real hip hop. He's trying to see who's there to hear real hip hop and who is there to hear Starships, because he is not there for that Starship shit. Nicki Minaj got upset. She canceled her performance. She left. She refused to pull up to Hot 97. She had to sit down with Flex. It was a real big thing. And now, 2021, she has come out and finally admitted that Starships is awful. She hates that song, and she often wonders why she recorded it. Interesting. Wale, aka King Sensitive, has taken to his social media to tease a Maybach Music Group reunion. I don't know. I may be around for that. Their Self-Made Part 2 album is one of my favorite albums. It's definitely in my top 100 favorite albums of all time. It's a real good listen. As y'all know, the Dipset vs. Lox versus is happening this week. I dropped a part one of my idea of some of the songs that they were going to play. I am very, very excited to see this versus, though I am thinking that the Lox will win by five or more songs. Now, if you guys do not watch Growing Up Hip Hop, then this just might not mean nothing to y'all. But Tasha K is on a rampage and she must be stopped. She has taken to her YouTube show to expose, well, quote unquote, expose Peppa from legendary group Salt and Peppa's daughter, Egypt's fiance, Sam. Sam is someone that is not so popular. People think that he is just using Egypt and he doesn't have anything to offer. Tasha K basically pretended to want to interview them, let the world get to know them, and not the narrative that is pushed on the show. But then she then blindsided the both of them and started texting Egypt, quote unquote, receipts and messages from a transgender who is claiming to recently have hooked up with Sam and all of these things. Now, here's my issue with that. My issue is Sam said during the interview that what goes on in my relationship is nobody's business, and you guys are not aware of what me and Egypt talk about and what kind of relationship dynamics we have, which is 100% certain. Certainly true. We do not know what kind of relationship they have or what she may agree with, what she's not privy to. But what I can say is she does run his OnlyFans. She does run his social media. And if he is really speaking with these transgenders and things, we are not to say that she is not fully aware of that. Another thing that kind of upset me about that is because she has this little after show thing that she does where she goes live on another channel when she discusses her show. And she was basically trying to say, oh, she looks so shocked. She looks so shocked. Bitch, cut it out. She did not look shocked because of the information. She looked shocked because you blindsided her. You basically sold the whole concept of them going on your show and you were going to give her music some light. You're going to talk about Sam. You were going to talk about them in a positive way. But instead, you blindsided them and then you tried to expose Sam as a man that is sleeping with transgenders and assuming that this is not information that she knew. You even asked her a few times in the information. You asked her a few times in the interview whether or not she knew, and if she knew, blah blah blah, and you kept on trying to drill how the messages were recent. Come on, Tasha, that was real low, that was real corny, and I am somewhat of a fan of you, but you've been doing some kind of underhanded shit lately and I don't really support that. My nothing motivation is real simple today, guys. Being willing to be you, no matter how many people think that you cool or respect the person that you are, is the real true key to freedom and mental happiness. You can't please everybody, and everybody won't be pleased with the things that you do. And with that, I'm about to get up out of here. Thank you for tapping in with me. This your girl, DJ Exclusive with the Nothing Podcast. Everything lit. You just listened to episode 84, Diaper Change, and we up out of here.